Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Investment earnings surpass minerals as Wyoming's top revenue source for the first time. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. For the first time in Wyoming's history, earnings from the state's investment portfolio have overtaken minerals as the top source of revenue, marking a historic shift in the Cowboy State's economy. Wildfowl reported, a new report from the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group said Wyoming earned a record $1.86 billion from its investments this year, 25% more than severance taxes and federal mineral royalties combined. Craig co-chair Don Richards credited years of legislative decisions to save and diversify investments, though he warned lawmakers the results may be hard to repeat due to declining interest rates and market volatility. Representative John Bear of Gillette, who co-chairs the Joint Appropriations Committee, questioned whether the state could expect more mining activity following recent federal royalty rate cuts on coal. Richards says he's optimistic, but noted it will take time for those changes to take effect. Governor Mark Gordon praised the milestone, saying Wyoming's choice to save rather than spend proves that fiscal conservatism works. According to Cowboy State Daily, some areas of the report were bleaker than the October report on property tax revenue estimates because at that point, forecasters weren't sure if the legislature would opt for its 50% reduction instead of the 25% property reduction cut that passed. Richards noted that the 2026 ballot initiative to reduce property taxes by 50% is in addition to the 25% cut the legislature already passed, not in place of it. Lummis backs bill to keep SNAP benefits flowing, but says reopening government is the real fix. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis is backing a bipartisan effort to ensure food assistance continues during the ongoing federal shutdown, but she says the best solution is to reopen the government entirely. According to Cowboy State Daily, Lummis has co-sponsored a bill from Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley that would guarantee uninterrupted supplemental nutrition assistance program payments and provide retroactive benefits dating back to October 1st when the shutdown began. In a Tuesday statement, Lummis said she supports measures to protect Wyoming families, but believes a broader funding bill is the real answer. A clean continuing resolution is the only way to ensure that SNAP and WIC remain funded, that federal law enforcement and air traffic controllers get paid, and that small business owners, ranchers, and farmers have access to critical loans. The Hawley bill, which had 29 co-sponsors, including 14 Republicans as of Thursday, has not yet been scheduled for a vote. A similar Democratic proposal by Senator Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico, covering both SNAP and WIC, was blocked by Senate Republicans who argued Congress should focus on reopening the entire government rather than addressing programs individually. For now, neither proposal appears close to passage, leaving millions of SNAP recipients in limbo as the shutdown continues. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. Everyone have a safe and happy Halloween weekend. I'm Terry Shalane.